The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Who's happy not to be alone?
Now that you're here, Dougie, I'm not alone.
No. Have you ever been alone, though, Jennifer? Really alone, alone? It's 7 after the hour. Monday morning is upon us, the last Monday of June 2014. Joining me in conversation is His Eminence Richard Cardinal McFadden.
That is I.
Who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. He doesn't have any money to go shopping today, so he decided to come in and guide us. Jennifer Horn is here, and she doesn't have any money to go shopping either, so she's on the ready. And Ken Kessler is here with all of his money.
Send your donations to Jennifer at DougStephan.com.
All right, so if you live in Washington State, do not get rid of your secret stash just yet.
Of what?
Somebody changed your mind?
Marijuana?
The legal pot project manager for the state's liquor control board says, will there be shortages of pot? The answer is yes.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Relatively few growers have submitted marijuana samples for testing, which is a prerequisite for selling marijuana in the state of Washington. Randy Oliver, who runs the only lab certified to test the marijuana, is saying that two growers have submitted samples. If 420 friendly folks may have to face long lines and high prices.
Man, what do I need to get this stuff tested for? It's great.
One of the two licensed growers
last
was already selling their harvest to retailers for $4,000 a pound? How much does marijuana normally go for illegally?
I mean, I think you can buy a small bag of it for $10.
What do they call it? What's a nickel bag? Is that $5?
Yeah, that's like.
Yeah, but how much is in it?
I think it is
not a pound. That's for sure.
It's
a
been forever and a year
a
before I knew anybody who bought this stuff. So, it's a nickel bag is a like a Glad bag, a small sandwich bag with a nickel high full of marijuana in it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if you know, you could call us anonymously right now at 888-302-DOUG because you could help us out-of-touch people.
I'm sure we could look it up on the Internet, too.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be more fun to get an
in-person
account?
Good God. Did you see what happened to this Pakistani couple that got married without their family's permission?
I've given up on trying to understand these people.
Well, I don't
these people.
Tell that story, but the girl was 17, the man was 31. They got married last week, and they committed. I'm not a member of the family. Killed both of them because they didn't have religious sanction. There's so much. I said this last week, and I think I said it upon Richie. Richie wasn't here, so he doesn't remember. Maybe Jennifer, you do, or Kenny. I got off onto the strangeness of the Muslim religion. Because is it that they're this strange, or is it just that the news media has a bias against Muslims and they present all these horrible stories?
Sure, that's exactly what it is. That the news media thinks it's outrageous that a couple got killed because they didn't follow these specific religious rules to get married, and that they are offended that somebody killed them for not following these specific rules.
Yeah,
so
the news media
is trying to really whip this up because they're offended. You're right. That's what it is.
I just wanted to make sure.
888. Good job.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Rich at DougStephan.com. Ken at DougStephan.com. Jennifer at DougStephan.com. Email is good. Facebook.com/Twitter is probably better. Facebook.com/Twitter. Facebook.com/Condé Promo. Get my. I wonder if Twitter has a Facebook page. Anybody know?
Twitter. Oh, yeah, it does.
Does it? So what happens when you go there?
And Facebook has a Twitter page.
Really?
Just cross-promotion.
Huh. Yeah, they'd be crazy not to use the other promotional items.
Really? All right. So, back to Washington State and marijuana. There's a new twist to the food truck fad. A converted school bus featuring marijuana-infused sandwiches and marijuana-infused brownies.
But we already know they're illegal because they haven't been tested and approved.
I don't know.
Can we go back to that for a second? What are they testing for?
I think to see if the
it's been laced.
Yeah, just to see if it's going to be laced with anything. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
And probably, I don't know, how do you say, strains, kinds of marijuana. There are different kinds of marijuana.
Really?
And, yeah, I mean, they're probably saying, well, we don't want this stuff on the streets. So that stuff you still have to buy illegally.
We're going through the items of interest and importance this morning. A prison screw-up, big news in Nebraska this morning. 873 inmates had their sentences erroneously reduced, state officials say. The mistake will be an expensive one. It'll cost the state $50 million to house the inmates for 2,000 extra years added back onto their collective sentences. 41 inmates were mistakenly released early and should be in prison. 250 are free but would have completed their sentences by now anyway, so the state's not going after them. So if you were let out of jail early by mistake, they're going to hunt you down and put you back in jail. Huh? What's the point? What?
Well, I can unless see a murder, like a murder or something, yeah.
But is Nebraska that badly run? I didn't realize.
Computer glitch. Yeah. Oops.
Okay, statistically, about 3% of all pregnant women give birth to twins. This rate is an increase of 60% in 20 years. So what's going on now, boys and girls? 70% of pregnant women over 45 give birth to twins. That's because they're using
in vitro.
Right? My daughter was going to have twins. And then it turned out to be one.
One twin. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Twins are a great thing. If friends of mine who did the in vitro thing, they had a boy and a girl, twins, boom. Hey, man, your family's done one shot. Lucky you, right? But I will quote my friend at, 2 months into the kids being born. They're 12 years old now.
Yeah.
I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy.
Oh,
twins?
They're hungry at different times.
The first 3 to 6 months of raising twins is about as hard as anything you could ever imagine in life.
It was always my dream, though, to have twin girls. Oh, boy.
A Cobb County, Georgia man accused of leaving his son in a hot SUV for 7 hours.
Right.
Researched child deaths inside vehicles online.
What?
Justin Harris has been held without bond at the Cobb County Jail since June 18th, when his son was declared dead.
Burn him.
In the parking lot.
Throw him in a car and let him sit through it.
Yep.
He stated he researched through the internet child death inside vehicles and what temperature it needed to be for that to occur.
What a loser. Put him in a car. Send him to the desert.
Yep. Yeah, that's what I say. We'll find the hottest place in America.
How do people get this crazy?
Lock them in a car and build bleachers out there with air-conditioned bleachers.
Different from that, if you are going to do that kind of crime, wouldn't you clear your Google search? I mean, really, you're going to just leave that in there after you do that to your kid?
You know what? You can clear your Google search and they can still find it.
They'll still find it, I know.
Yeah.
But go to a library or something.
Yeah, right.
All right, Kenny, how much are we fighting? How much fighting is going on in the Middle East today, Kenny?
Well, from my window, I can't really.
Call Sarah Palin.
At least Sarah Palin can see Russia from her deck.
Yeah, that's a big idea.
Yeah, you can see down to the Pacific Ocean. It looks nice today.
Really? Okay, so no problems. No, there's not fighting in the streets of San Diego today.
Not that I can see.
See, there's no chance of that because San Diego teams never win anything.
That's right. You know, I actually, this is really funny. So I signed up for an LAPD alert. So anytime there's like school closures or something big going on, I get a little alert to my cell phone. Do you know I got one yesterday that said the streets in LA are calm after Mexico's loss in the World Cup?
Really?
Why would they send me a thing that says it's That's calm? Awesome. Only send me one if there's a problem.
All is well.
Yeah.
Hey, coming up in a few minutes, we'll sit down and talk to Evan Mantell, our producer here, who just got back from the World Cup.
Yeah.
He saw both U.S. games, and quite interesting what he experienced in the second game versus Germany.
Really?
The conditions.
He's a man now.
All right, 888-302-3684, plus Kenny brings us up to date on some of the things that you're thinking and saying as far as social media are concerned. Did you know?
No.
Did you know?
Really?
Did you know? Did
no
you
idea.
Know? You didn't know?
I knew.
You knew.
She always knows.
Jennifer knew that healthy blood flow is the key to living a better life. Seriously. Jennifer knew that. She's known it all along because she listens to me and believes the information that I've passed along over the past year or so about Heart Factors Plus. Heart Factors Plus. I'm talking about improved blood pressure, improved circulation, more blood to your muscles, to your heart, to your brain. It's a better quality of life with Heart Factors Plus, that special blend of ingredients that boosts nitric oxide levels in your body to improve blood flow safely and naturally. Heart Factors Plus. You'll be satisfied or your money back. Millions of Americans are taking it now. Millions of Americans. Americans love this. Americans are on it. Amazing benefits of Heart Factors Plus. Get it into your everyday life by calling 800-577-8560. If it doesn't work for you, you get your money back. But it'll work for you. Otherwise, they wouldn't stay in business, right? Most people find this is healthy and healthful. Heart Factors Plus, 800-577-8560. Call now. Order now. Get a free bottle of the new CoQ10 and fish oil formula that they put together just for trying Heart Factors Plus. Find out. Seek it now at 800-577-8560. Call right now, 800-577-8560.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings on all flooring like quick click pre-finished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available, but hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends this Monday.
Okay, where to?
House hunting with this.
My phone?
With the Realtor.com app.
It's going to find his houses in his neighborhood?
Yep, just circle the area on the map with your finger and bam, all the homes for sale in that area pop up.
Neato. Now what?
Make a left and I'll call a Realtor.
Okay, but use your phone. I want to play with this app.
Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site. And be sure to work with a Realtor to help guide you through the process. Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Sam Adams, summer ale season.
I love the summer ale.
Cheers. Woo, summertime's here.
I like the citrus, crisp, and refreshing.
It's light. It's not too hoppy.
The grains of paradise add a nice little spice to the beer.
Smooth, refreshing.
It's summertime. Time for Sam Adams summer ale.
It's perfect.
Be great for cookouts, spending some time outdoors.
This is the experience for a Sam Adams summer.
I could drink that all summer long. It's really a good beer. It really is. Definitely a good summer beer.
Brewed especially for summer. Sam Adams summer ale.
Must be a pretty awesome mask. Responsibly.
Richie just said something was happening. Can you believe it? Something
Lots
is
happening.
So let's celebrate 4th of July fireworks on the air. 21 after on Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Gentlemen.
Oops.
What happened? Wait a minute.
That was just a test.
Take two. Yeah, that was practice. That was rehearsal time. Elton John is on the radio. All right. He's going to swing. Swing by and sing. When I was five, raise a chain, I stood in your eyes. Time's changing, now before get back. Wow. Rich, you might want to try another Elton John song from the story that I have. Something that's a little more moderate, milder.
A little milder?
A little milder. Yeah. I'm middle of the road, Elton John song.
See, this, you want middle of the road?
Middle of the road.
This is perfect middle of the road.
Yeah. Okay. Something like your song.
No, that's definitely low. This is kind of middle of the
crocodile.
Road.
No, let's go to your song.
Oh, you want to go to your song?
Yeah, let's go to your song.
Hold on. Here's a little bit of a Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Like Kiki D.
Yes. Yeah.
That's a good Elton John song. But the mood I need to set is something that would come out of a song like your song.
All right, hold on.
All right. Elton John montage here. And you can tell everybody
this is your song. It may be anything else you need?
No, I think this is good. Now that it's Elton done. John described Pope Francis yesterday as wonderful in an interview in which he said Jesus would support gay marriage. It was, what would Jesus do? What would Jesus say? One of the world's most prominent gay celebrities, Mr. Elton John, said the leader of the Catholic Church is offering a sign of hope. He said he's excited me so much by his humanity, taking everything down to the humility of faith. It's all basic about love and taking everybody in. Elton John was performing and did an interview to support the performance. I thought that was, I think there is a lot of hope. See what symbolism comes under the circumstance. Pope Francis
Normally, the Pope is supposed to be, right, the heralder of the Catholic Church, supposed to be the mouthpiece, the mouth of the Catholic religion, right? But right. He's gone. Now, is he trying to attract people? He hasn't said. He doesn't say, okay, if you like my message, come join our church. He isn't saying that.
Well, we were looking at the bottom line, and we figured.
Yeah. Well,
I think what he's doing is preaching more compassion than anything else.
Well, but he's straightening out some of the things regarding pedophile priests, that sort of thing. Isn't he tossing anybody that seems to have any connection? But didn't he toss like 800 priests a while ago? Am I remembering that?
Yeah, I don't remember specifically, but yeah, he definitely has been handling it.
Yeah. So, is this one of those jobs, by the way, the titular head of any church, in this case the Catholic Church, is he just a figurehead, or is he supposed to be? You know, one of the things that we mistake about the presidency in our country is we expect this person to be all things, to be a good administrator, to be a good counselor, to be a good politician, to be a good idea person, and that's rare, if ever. I don't know that in my lifetime that I thought, well, when I was younger, I thought Eisenhower was the end-all and the be-all, but studying history, he wasn't really. He was a great president, but he wasn't able to. Ronald Reagan. You can't find that in one person unless, you know, he's sort of like Jesus, I guess. Jesus was kind of like God, supposedly. And then you think, well, we're all like God. So should we have it in us? Maybe, but we don't. And so is that, are we having too much expectation for this guy? Is he doing what he's supposed to be doing? I think he's doing marvelous work for humanity, frankly. And so did Elton John. That's why I quoted him here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry. Coming right up, should 83-year-old Justice Ginsburg time her retirement to assure a Democratic replacement?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, 1 in 4 is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence, start the dialogue, and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together, we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and Schrum. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 83. Should she consider who the president is to time her retirement to help make it more likely that a Democratic president will appoint a Democrat to succeed her, or is that unseemly?
I think it would be a little unseemly, but if I were her, I would retire forthwith. I mean, she has a kind of jurisprudence that's very important to her and that she thinks is the correct interpretation of the Constitution, and it's just much more likely that she will have a successor that is in line with those views if she retires sooner rather than later, before the balance in the Senate potentially changes and before you potentially have a president of a different party who will have an entirely different Constitution.
Well, I think we ought to be realistic about this. I think it happens all the time. I think, as I said earlier, that if Sandra Day O'Connor knew who was going to succeed her, she might not have retired. And these guys and women, when they go before hearings and they're asked, for example, in the case of Roberts and Alito, do you have a view on Roe v. Wade? They piously profess that they do not. We know they do. So there's a lot of politics involved in both the appointment process and the resignation process.
That was your Both Sides Minute today with Bob Schrum and Rich Lowry.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Posts, not every day, but frequently. I want to know what you're grateful for. And it's not the usual stuff, the sky and the air and your family, but what are you experiencing in your life right now that you are happy about, you're grateful about? I'm going to send pictures to Kenny of Charlotte swimming in the pool over the weekend. So considering that it's been a month since she got run over and the fact that she lost her sight, and the fact that she was in the pool is pretty much more than a minor miracle.
Has she always liked to swim?
She likes the water when she gets in it, but she hasn't been a fan. But I have a life vest for her, and I put it on her, and she's running around. She needs to strengthen because in the last month she's lost some of the strength in her hind end.
Sure,
she needs to strengthen it up. So she's out there pushing around. And she still has that wonderful expression on her face. So I'll send those pictures, Kenny, because people are wanting to know how she's doing.
How many times can you say you've seen a picture of a blind dog in a pool with a life vest on?
There you go.
This is true.
So that's what I'm thankful for, that Charlotte's able to go for a swim and has that same look, Kenny. I don't know how you express that. Speaking of looks, a lot of people over the weekend were pretty upset because the Netherlands, the penalty end of the game, sending the Netherlands to the quarterfinals in the win on Sunday. And our own Biff Mantel has been down in Brazil, or so he said. I think he went down to Miami, but which is kind of like...
Just watched it in a bar.
Right, yeah, exactly.
No, Miami's where the Brazilians go when they visit America.
Oh, is that it?
Yes.
Really?
That's actually the truth. They love Miami.
Yeah, most of them come to Framingham if they want to live. They live in Framingham, and they visit Miami. I have to remember that.
All right, so you first of all had a safe time, a good time. You slept in a hostel, is that right? Where'd you go?
Yep. Safe time, good time.
How long did it take you to get there?
About
a week?
It took me 36 hours
to fly
down. I
heard the story, yeah.
It was brutal. American Airlines, grr.
Yeah.
Let me just say that.
American Airlines is about, even though I have lots of miles and fly them a lot, they leave pretty much everything. I've been hearing some horror stories lately since U.S. Air took them over that were worse than. They were the fourth most hated company in America last year. They're inching up. They're vying for number three this year.
I believe that.
And because they just don't get it. They don't care. They show no signs of remorse when they screw up. None of that stuff. So I don't want to make this all about that trip, but 36 hours is a lot. Meanwhile, let's get to...
I have to ask one question about the trip, though. Did you go alone, Biff? Or did you know someone there?
I did indeed go alone.
Gosh. Is that awesome?
That's really good.
I loved it.
You've never traveled outside the country before, have you?
Oh, no. I've traveled lots of times outside the country, which is probably why I was a little more
seasoned,
willing to go alone.
Yeah, good. All right, so Mexico's angry over a call.
And they have no right to be. I'm sorry. It was a clear-cut penalty.
Don't be sorry. Why should the Mexicans get a break?
They shouldn't. They shouldn't. Mm. The defender stuck out his leg foolishly. He caught the foot of the Dutch attacker. And it was a good penalty call. And not only that, the Dutch had a claim for a penalty in the first half that was denied that could have very easily gone in the Dutch's favor. Instead went in Mexico's favor. All in all, the Dutch deserved the penalty. It was a good call in its own right, and on karma, they deserved it.
So, yeah, the Mexico had that game until, what, the last 5 minutes?
Yeah, the Dutch scored in the 88th minute to tie the game, and then the penalty happened in extra time.
Right.
And Mexico had played a great game for about 85 minutes, but they kind of sat back and tried to defend much too long. And when you play prevent defense, the only thing it prevents you from doing is winning.
So two or three of the games went into overtime,
mm-hmm.
and then couldn't be decided then, and then went into kicks. So the Brazil and Chile game, and then the game yesterday,
Costa Rica versus Greece.
And Costa Rica pulled that one out.
They did indeed go CONCACAF, which, for those of you not familiar with the lingo, is the region that the U.S. is from. So if our region does well, we're more likely to get good spots. The U.S. is better thought of. So go Costa Rica.
There you go.
Interesting note on the Brazil-Chile game and the Costa Rica-Greece game. The penalty shootouts happened in such different ways. In the Brazil-Chile game, there were saves, penalty misses, not a lot of scoring. In the Costa Rica-Greece game, only one penalty shot was saved. So even in how the game ended, in the same way, it ended in two totally different ways.
Okay, so tell people the conditions. What I didn't realize for the World Cup was that the games were being played all over the country.
All over the country.
So you had to fly how far from, because did you go to Rio and then fly?
So I flew into Sao Paulo, and then I had to fly all the way up to Natal, which is in the northeast of Brazil, that part that looks like it could dip into Africa on a map, you know?
Uh-huh.
And so that was a three and a half hour flight. The next U.S. group game, because I followed the U.S. group around, they had their games in Natal on the East Coast, Manaus, which is in the Amazon rainforest, and then back to the East Coast in Recife. I did not go to the game in Manaus because it was going to be an extra $1,000 the airline company wanted to charge me to fly all the way out there. And I would have had to got malaria shots, and it just didn't seem like a great place.
So the first game you go see up on the North Coast.
USA versus Ghana.
Great conditions, beautiful day.
Ghana.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Lots of Americans there. We're belting out the national anthem. Patriotism's reigning, and the USA has a dramatic win.
All right. Then you go down to Recife, and what are the conditions like down there?
Just miserable. And Recife is 4 hours away from Natal, 4 hours south. And it wasn't miserable the whole time I was there, but there was constant rain at least once or twice a day. The day of the game, Thursday, it was raining from the time I woke up, and not just raining. I'm talking biblical raining. I'm talking Noah was building an ark precisely for that day in Recife. When we went to go out for the game, my friends from the hostel, we tried to call a taxi to take us to the metro. The taxi company would not come because of the water on the streets.
Really?
They were just like, no, we refuse to come. so we have to walk to the metro. I kid you not, on some of the streets, we were walking in water that was up to the middle of my shin. And I'm not a small guy. I have long legs. So it was
and they're pretty attractive,
foot.
Too, by the way.
Oh, you know it, Doug, for all you ladies out there. I'm not kidding you. It was a good foot, foot and a half of water that we were walking through at times there. And it continued. I swear I looked like a drowned rat by the time I got to the
stadium.
And
this was the U.S.-Germany game.
The U.S.-Germany game.
And when you got into the stands, you didn't get to sit in the American section. You had to sit in the German section.
No, yeah. So I get there, and the plus side to where I was sitting was I actually got to be under the roof. So the lower level was not under the roof. The upper level was. Because I was in the upper level, I got to at least be dry throughout the game, or relatively dry as one could be after being soaked in Noah's flood. But yeah, I was sitting in a section that was mainly German, so it was really hard to get the fellow Americans scattered throughout to, you know, get the cheers and the patriotism. And with the conditions of the game, it seemed like neither side was really going full force, and so it lacked the energy that the Ghana game had. But the end result, we won, we advanced, right. We get Belgium on Tuesday, 4 p.m. Eastern, cheer on your team. Go USA.
So why'd you come home if the USA is still playing?
Because the mean people at Radio America don't give me enough vacation.
Oh, my God. That's horrible.
If I had more vacation, I would have rearranged my flight plans.
Really? Well, you did a nice job. Sounds like you had a good time, too, overall.
Oh, it was fantastic. Good. The people were really nice. I met some great locals in Natal. Got to hang out with them.
Girls?
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, you got a number or something, didn't
really?
You?
Did you get some digits?
Not digits, because I don't have a smartphone, so I didn't
or
take
Facebook.
My phone with me, but Facebook, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
See, I was Facebook stalking you, Evan. Very exciting.
To show how important the games are, while shooting a film called The Intern in the Cobble Hill area of Brooklyn, Robert De Niro wanted to watch a game. According to a resident of a nearby apartment, Warner Brothers contacted this building to see if they could find a place for De Niro to watch the World Cup game. The email read, quote, "Would it be possible to place a small portable satellite on the building rooftop and run a cable to the street to help facilitate our request?" This is to the building where they are shooting. Another few minutes,
they get
an email from a neighbor saying that De Niro spoke to one of the members of the crew who found a house in the neighborhood full of people watching the game. So he just walked into the house, said, "Would you mind if I sit and watch this game with you?"
No problem.
And they all said, "Yeah, come on and have a beer."
That's fantastic.
I got some updates for you, Mr. De Niro.
Yeah.
We were watching the game on our phone, on the ESPN app, while in our car. Because my wife, we were going to a concert, and the end of the Columbia game was still on. So she was watching it on her phone while she's sitting in the passenger seat of our car. Well,
thankfully, Mr. De Niro probably isn't any better off than I am when it comes to
apparently that. Because if you're asking if you can put a satellite dish on the roof of a building in this day and age and running a cable down to the street.
I can do one better than that, though, Rich.
How's that?
I was in a taxi in Natal going to one of the local friends I met there. And the taxi turns on this screen in the front of his dashboard, and I'm thinking, okay, it's the GPS so that we can find out how to get to the place. He turns on a satellite image of the game going on live while he's driving, and Lord knows they do not drive safely anyways down there.
That was just
absolutely incredible. He's got the game in his dashboard.
That's awesome.
That's the future. All right, speaking about Mexico as we were, there's a problem on the border of the United States and Mexico. Have you heard?
No.
Did you realize that, Jennifer?
I did not.
Really? A lot of agents that work for the Border Patrol wind up stationed in places where crossing activity is slow or non-existent because the Border Patrol can't or won't keep up with the shifting migration patterns. So they just stick one of these guys out in the desert and leave him there, and that's supposed to be his post.
Hmm.
So the staffing mismatches, which have come about as a result of, well, the information comes about as a result of a private study by one of these groups that doesn't like all the immigration. It's almost like it was purposeful. Do you know what I mean? It's almost like this is something that that we want to have happen.
I would probably say it's something that they don't know how to manage, don't want to manage, so they just put something there to pretend like they're managing it.
Right.
Yeah? Okay.
I don't think it's all the way that they actually want people to cross and get in, and so that they're trying to put people in the wrong places they will be able to get in.
Maybe.
It's just that they're incompetent at the high government level. Not the guys on the street. They know what's going on. But at the high government level, they're incompetent. And so that they just let
go. So then we're going to keep paying for their incompetence, same as we are with the VA.
Exactly.
The president, excuse me, is going to ask Congress today for emergency funds, $2 billion in emergency funds, so we can grapple better with the surge of undocumented children crossing the border. Do you know that there's no more or less of a problem than there was 5 years ago? It's the same exact problem. It's just that now somebody's figured it out. It's like the VA. It's been a problem for decades, boys and girls. And now all of a sudden, because they really screwed up in Phoenix, people are looking and saying, my God, look at this.
Well,
look at this. Wait a minute.
And again,
same thing with the
undocumented
children.
It wasn't Shinseki. It was the White House, Congress, and the Senate.
Right.
Not giving them what
they
need.
And if you believe this.
And it's not just cash. You just don't need to throw cash in it. It's the red tape, the bureaucratic red tape that made the VA the way it is today. And Shinseki could have walked down K Street with hula hoops on his neck, and it wouldn't have done any good.
So now they have this guy, Bob McDonald, the former CEO of Procter & Gamble, who's being nominated to head the Department of Veterans Affairs. If he gets approved by the Senate, now that Obama can't do, nor can any other president, according to the Supreme Court ruling last week, you can't do most of these, what do they call them, recess appointments, no more of that.
Right.
That's done. So this guy has to go through the normal vetting process, and if he's approved, he'll take over the VA. Which, of course, is, well, maybe the guy...
Do you think it matters? Do you think anything will change?
Well, I want to know why they're not putting somebody in there who has run a hospital group instead of
Procter & Gamble. Medical experience.
I mean, if you run Procter & Gamble successfully, you're a good manager. There's no question about that.
And he's a West Point grad, 5 years in the Army, the Airborne Division, you know.
Okay, well.
And they need a good manager more than anything.
Right. But the thing is Jennifer's right. I mean, Obama and McCain both sat on the Veterans Affairs Committee.
Yeah.
They knew exactly what was going on. So what
and
needs to happen?
Neither are afraid to ring a bell. So why didn't they?
Right, exactly. So they will have to make those changes before this guy can do it again.
All right, one more. Here's the Supreme Court ruling out today on the Obamacare appeal involving a requirement that certain for-profit businesses provide contraceptive coverage to their employees. Is that Hobby Lobby? Wasn't that a hobby? That's the Hobby Lobby thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea or the question is whether or not employers can avoid the requirement if they object on moral grounds. It'll be very interesting to see where that goes. Anybody want to pick a side?
Which I want the Good Day Show to provide contraceptive services.
Really? For you, Jennifer.
These Hobby Lobby people are—they're such hypocrites because they invest in all the companies that make all these contraceptives, but they tell them how offensive they find it. They're spending millions.
But the Supreme Court's not going to take. They are hypocrites. That's not what
they
Supreme
can do
Court's
what they want.
Going to
it's
consider.
A business.
The Supreme Court is going to decide based on the merits, and they've made some pretty good decisions for a change, in my view anyway, in the last week, some of the things that they've come out with that have been announced.
You know, it's funny, there's a new Hobby Lobby opening near my house.
Yeah.
And I've been watching the social media action on it because they're promoting it heavily on Facebook, and people are all over them. This company is terrible, blah, 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 you know.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well.
Bigger fish to fry, I think.
But. Yes. I think that'd be a way to look at it. 888-302-3684. So we've had a good half hour of, we've had actually a good hour of conversation. And now it's time, Richie, for you to do that wizardry thing that you do. I think it's a green button that you have to push, isn't it?
It's actually, yes, it is green on the computer screen. Here you go.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You want to know the answer to something? You just asked Old Man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Talk time now, Monday on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. A couple of things that you need to know, or that probably you'll find helpful. That's what I like about having Shelley Palmer here. He usually takes a practical approach to things technological. Obviously, they didn't call Richie to consult with him as to where to go watch the games for Robert De Niro.
They should have.
But, yeah, they might have.
He was a resolution.
Right, exactly. However, Shelley Palmer here today to talk with you about Amazon's new smartphone called the Fire Phone. What has everybody heard about that? Jennifer, you know anything about the Fire Phone?
I have not heard about the Fire Phone.
Yeah, what do you hear about the Fire Phone?
It's a big deal. Amazon wanted to get phones in people's hands that could help them buy things off of Amazon. Amazon much easier, and so why not?
Yeah. Kenny, what do you hear? Have you... And you know anybody who has one of these things? They're just out now, right?
I don't know anybody that has one. I would like to see one because it's supposed to have that 3D technology for the...
Oh, right. Yeah, right, yeah. All right, well, let's find out all about it. Stay tuned. This is Good Day.
A turkitarian is anyone who can't get enough of delicious Butterball turkey. You might be a Butterball turkitarian if any of the following apply to you. You use wishbones to wish for more turkey. When people call you a turkey, you take it as a compliment. After you eat your Butterball turkey burger, you miss it terribly. You think the best place to store a Butterball turkey deli sandwich is in your mouth. Your ideal serving size of turkey is infinity. If this describes you, join other turkitarians at Butterball.com and get an instant coupon now. That's Butterball.com.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty.
It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer. Boston Adams. Responsive.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Amazon recently unveiled its long-awaited smartphone, the Fire Phone. Built around the Amazon Prime experience, the Fire Phone runs the same heavily tweaked version of Android found on the Kindle Fire. That means it has lots of apps, but not every app in the Google Play Store. Most notably, no Snapchat or YouTube. The phone's Firefly feature is one of the most innovative aspects and lets you point the phone at just about any product to find it instantly on Amazon. Firefly can also scan text like phone numbers, restaurant signs, and QR codes, then identify that text to make calls, create contacts, and more. The phone's other standout feature is the four cameras at each corner of the screen, which helps create the custom sensor system that responds to the way you hold your phone. The phone's fine, but it's not a must-own. It's a little heavy, a little awkward, and a little late. Of course, if you're an Amazon fanatic and you have to have it, the phone will be available exclusively on AT&T on July 25th. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn all about it.
For Doug Stebbins, good day. I'm Shelley Palmer.
Now is the time for new flooring in your home because Lumber Liquidators has every floor on sale with the end of quarter clearance sale on right now. Get huge savings in all flooring like quick click pre-finished hardwood for $169 a square foot, solid hand-scraped horizontal bamboo for $179, and this weekend only get 8mm cherry laminate for just 69 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Special 24-month financing is available, but hurry, this end of quarter clearance sale ends this Monday.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
They're available at O'Reilly's. O'Reilly's. Wait a minute.
Does that cost extra to get
talking
your
about
single
Valvoline. No, this costs extra. Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag right? Now, thinking about that, think about the year 1866. Valvoline reinvents motor oil. There had been a little motor oil around, but we didn't need it for motors because there was no such thing as motors.
There weren't even cars yet.
No, they weren't. They were using this stuff. Basically, oil was used as a lubricant. And cars were built around the fact that they could use oil under the hood. Engines got bigger, faster, more powerful, and Valvoline kept making the next great oil to go inside them. From the first synthetic blend to the first high-mileage oil, and most recently the first premium brand of recycled motor oil, which is kind of cool, an American reinvention, Valvoline, 140 years under your hood. Today, the anniversary of Vodafone buying AirTouch. The merge brought the two companies together. It was a $69 billion company created 1999 out of this. They are in 102 countries around the world. That's a pretty big deal back in 1999. Very cool. I guess it was cool. 59 at the hour on Good Day.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.